Hi, podcast is a little late today, but you should be used to that by now. All right, let's do this. Reason number 7,427, why women shouldn't have jobs. Now, I mentioned to you, I think in the last podcast, that a girl who worked at Weyland-Yutani, we'll call her Wendy, quit. And I said I wasn't going to tell you why until I found out the full story, but it was going to be an illustration of why Adam Piggott was correct when he said that in your organization you shouldn't have women and you shouldn't have homosexuals. Because here's what rumor control was saying happened. Rumor control was telling us that the reason Wendy quit or resigned from Weyland-Yutani is because she had some sort of disagreement with our 70-year-old flaming gay homosexual who can't keep his mouth shut and constantly has to tell everybody, you know, what they're doing wrong and micromanage and everything else. Then he shows up and he starts telling me how to hang lights. I'm like, look, I've been doing this for 20 years, go away. So anyhow, we thought that's what happened because this guy, the 70-year-old flaming gay homosexual, he is one of the most, you guys think I'm obnoxious. No. I don't even know how to describe it. But he inserts himself into everything that's going on. He shows up and just starts second guessing and questioning everything that's going on. And he'll say, well, I'm OSHA certified and I don't think it's safe for you to do it that way. I'm like, just shut up, dude. I've been doing this for 9 fucking years. It's fine. I don't want to go into him. I don't want to go into him. Oh, get it? Ooh, I don't want to go into him. Anyhow, so that's what rumor control was saying, was that she resigned because of something he said, which is very possible. And the point was going to be, this is also something I've talked about, what happens when the immovable object impacts with the unstoppable force, right? When you're in the workplace and you have the woman versus the homosexual, we have to find out who is the apex victim, right? Who wins this? Who's more of a victim, a female or a fag? Getting a little echo too. I'm facing the wall. We're checking out the acoustics here. It'll be fun. Well, as it turns out, that's not actually what happened. Here is what happened. And this is even better. This is even better. This is why Wendy, we'll call her Wendy, resigned from Weyland-Yutani. Now we have to harken back to some little story I told you in the previous episode. Remember, we had Jack, who is 21 years old, and we have Yoga Pants Girl, YPG. I'm making notes, this is like a soap opera. YPG, who is 19, we're talking about how Chad, who is 20, is dating a 16-year-old girl, and how immature this girl is, right? And so Jack, 21, who has a girlfriend, is ragging on Chad for dating a 16-year-old. And so I'm guessing the 16-year-old is probably hot. Maybe that's why he's jealous. I don't know. But Jack and Yoga Pants Girl are very good friends also. Jack and Yoga Pants Girl knew each other before they worked at Weyland-Yutani, and they're always hugging each other. I'm pretty sure Yoga Pants Girl has either fucked him or wants to fuck him. But Yoga Pants Girl, of course, has a boyfriend. So anyhow, Yoga Pants Girl and Jack are all lovey-dovey with each other. Jack has his girlfriend. They're ragging on Chad for banging a 20-year-old. Wendy resigned because she and Jack had sex. Jack has a girlfriend. Not only is he fucking Wendy while he has a girlfriend, while at the same time talking about how Chad is, you know, got these problems with his girlfriend because she's immature and he's not a man because he's dating a 16-year-old instead of an 18-year-old or whatever it's supposed to be, okay? Wendy has hairy legs and hairy armpits. So Jack, who has a girlfriend, is banging Wendy, who he works with, who has hairy legs and hairy armpits. Okay, so on one hand, we got a guy who can bang a 16-year-old. On the other hand, we got a guy who's banging a woman with hairy legs and hairy armpits. Now, I don't know about you, but if you came to me and you said, great one, here are your choices. You can bang a girl who is 16 and shaves, or you can bang a girl who's 23 and doesn't shave. Now, I don't care about the law. We talked about this. I'm going with the 16-year-old because I'm not banging anything that has armpits that are hairier than mine. But wait, it gets better. You see, Wendy is engaged. Because you see, women are so pure and moral and hashtag me too, and they're strong and independent, and they're reliable, and they're loyal, and they're honest, and women love honest. Women really value honesty, especially in men. You ask her, well, what do you like? I like a man who's honest. Her fiance, who showed up at our office to talk to Jack wearing this sky blue suit because apparently he's going to school to be a lawyer and he looks like a faggot. He showed up to talk to Jack at our office and we let him talk. I don't know what was said. I don't care. It's not my problem. I kind of would like to know. But here's the thing. Here's what I want to know. Is sky blue suit guy, is he still going to marry Wendy? So your fiance bangs a guy she works with who's 2 years younger than her. And just, Jack is just, I don't know how to describe him. He's just kind of slimy. He just radiates slime. And so when Dallas is telling us about Wendy's exit interview and why she quit, you know, Dallas says, I don't know why anyone would bang Jack because he's kind of slimy. And I said, well, because that's the kind of man women want. They want the slime balls. They want this fucking alpha seed, right? Jack is this kind of slimy, swarthy, nasty, arrogant fag. And that's who women want sperm from. She's marrying this fucking beta. I mean, the dude's wearing a sky blue suit. He wants to be a lawyer. And I don't know that he did or didn't, but if he's not breaking up with Wendy, if he's not calling the engagement off, he's as fucking beta as it gets, right? He's the beta provider. So now we gotta have all this shit and drama in the fucking workplace. And now here's the funniest part. So Dallas is talking about this. And Dallas is talking about how Jack is a scumbag and I can't believe Jack did this and all this other stuff. Do you think at any point anything was said about Wendy's participation in the act of Jack and Wendy having sex? Of course not. See, Jack is a scumbag because Jack fucked Wendy and Jack shouldn't have done this. And now we have to have a policy against fraternization in the workplace because Jack had sex with Wendy. Jack did this. Jack did that. Jack did something else. Because you see, Jack is an agent. Jack can make conscious choices. Jack controls his behavior. See, not one thing was said about, oh, maybe Wendy shouldn't have spread her legs for Jack. Her hairy legs. See, not one tiny iota of accountability is put on the woman. Not one. You know why? Because women are not agents. Women are not responsible for their choices, including having sex. She had nothing to do with spreading her legs and letting Jack shove his cock into her cunt. She had nothing to do with that. No accountability, no responsibility, nothing. And if a woman, remember, right, it's their body, their choice. So if a woman isn't responsible for the choices she makes with her body, and it's her body, her choice, how in the fuck can she be responsible for any other choices she makes in the workplace? And the answer is she can't. So if you're not responsible for the choices you make in the workplace, why the fuck are you in the workplace? Once again, to go back to what I screamed about in the previous podcast, you can't have it both ways. You can't have this thing where women have no responsibility or accountability whatsoever for who they have sex with. Then at the same time, tell me that women can have jobs. You get one or you get the other. And it's just the natural default of our society, right? Sky blue suit guy, he's still gonna man up and marry this whore. Because he's probably too dumb and too beta to dump her, and it's not her fault that she had sex with the guy she worked with, right? And we got Dallas sitting here going, wow, yeah, Jack is an idiot. Jack's an asshole, and Jack is slimy, and I can't believe Jack did this. But not a single word about Wendy's accountability, because she has none. And this is the default position in our society. Women are constantly exempted from any responsibility whatsoever. It's why they shouldn't have jobs. It's why they shouldn't vote. It's why they shouldn't own property. Because you can't do those things, because all of those things require responsibility. Those things require accountability for your actions. Women don't have, and it is partial, it's much, is it partially, is it mostly? To agree, it's men's fault. We're the ones who don't hold them accountable. Sky fucking blue fucking suit guy, he's not going to hold Wendy accountable. He's not going to fucking throw her out and break off the engagement. And I mean, my only main complaint about Jack is, why in the fuck would you fuck a girl with hairy armpits and legs? I mean, dude, really? That's, you're going to lower your standards that much? And she just surfs through it. You know, Dallas has all this sympathy for her. Oh, I understand why you resigned. Oh, it's, you know, what? So Jack is a slimy, terrible human being because he fucked her. But because she fucked him, she's a victim. Poor little Wendy. You know, she was just minding her business. She bent over to pick up a screwdriver and Jack ran up behind her and stuck his dick in. You know, she had nothing to do with it. Sorry, women, but nobody can take you. No, well, nobody with intelligence can take you seriously in the workplace. And this is why. Is it men's fault? All of this, yes, this is all 100% the fault of men. It's Jack's fault because he fucked a woman with hairy legs and hairy armpits. It's Dallas's fault because he doesn't have the balls to hold Wendy equally responsible as Jack for them having sex. And it's Sky Blue Suit Guy's fault because he doesn't have the balls to call off the wedding. It's men. It's all men. Guys, boys, men, dudes, males. Number one, stop fucking hairy women. Number two, stop pretending that women aren't responsible for their actions. Number three, when your fiance fucks up, you dump the bitch. You fucking people have got to find your goddamn ball sacks.